Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
You're listening to RTE Radio 1. Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and on the RTE Radio app. Tonight's play is The Last Room by J.P. McMahon, which took third prize in the 2024 PJ O'Connor Awards. Two men meet after travelling through a series of interconnecting rooms, unsure of where they are and what they're supposed to do next. As they respond to various challenges, we learn more about the history that connects them. And just a note that the programme contains some strong language along the way. Starring Ronan Leahy and Tadhg Murphy, this is The Last Room by J.P. McMahon.
Adam.
Paul.
Shall we sit down?
I'm not sure.
They would hardly leave us chairs if we weren't to sit down.
Perhaps. And the table?
Perhaps we're being fed.
There are no settings.
Settings?
Knives and forks. Spoons.
They could arrive with the food.
I doubt it.
Have you been fed?
No, not yet. And you?
I'm not sure.
That's not good.
I'm going to sit down.
Do.
Did they say anything to you about what we were to do?
They said that we would know when we got here.
And this is here?
I assume so.
Where were you before this?
In another room.
With someone.
Of course.
So was I.
And before?
Before.
Before that room.
I was in another room.
So was I.
With someone?
No.
As I. In the first room this morning, we were alone. Seems ominous.
Does it?
You should sit down.
Should I?
There would hardly be chairs here if we weren't to sit down.
I usually find the opposite.
And what's that?
I try and stay away from any objects in sight.
Do you think that's a good strategy?
It served me well so far.
How many rooms were you in yesterday?
3 or 4.
And today?
This is my third.
It could go on forever.
If there are enough people, then I suppose it can. But I can't imagine that happening. These things have to have ends. It's how they make sense. If it went on forever, it would make no sense. We'd be doing it all for nothing.
You think so?
I do. I wish this would start.
Will you please sit down? You're making me nervous.
Okay.
What do you think happens to the others?
I assume they go to other rooms.
Nothing else?
I can't say for certain. I only know what happens to me. I went to other rooms each day I was here.
As I.
How many days have you done this?
3 or 4. And you?
The same.
Do you think it was 3 or 4?
Each day blends into another. Each room too. Soon I won't remember how long I'm here.
It's strange that I'm here now, with you.
That doesn't mean anything.
You don't think so?
No.
But we know each other from before.
I'm sure many did. It's not a big city.
It's big enough.
Like-minded people always end up in the same space. There are no coincidences.
And you don't think something else happens?
When?
To those that go through the other doors.
As I said, maybe they go to other rooms. Perhaps they meet other people, like us. Maybe they don't. Perhaps they're taken outside and shot. But surely we'd hear the shots. Maybe they're flayed alive. But surely we'd hear the screams. Perhaps they're drowned in a bucket of their own blood. We wouldn't hear anything then. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Having a laugh. Pulling your leg.
What did you do in the last room?
What did you do?
I asked you first.
I sang a song.
A song?
Yes.
And the other person?
He sang a song as well.
The same song?
Yes, the same song.
What song was it?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
By the Beatles.
Do you know another?
No. Was there music?
No.
So you sang it without music?
Yes.
What happened then?
One of us went through one door and the other came through that door.
This door?
Yes. The door to this room.
Of your own accord?
Of course not. One of the others gestured which door to go through. He pointed solemnly at each of us and then pointed to our respective doors.
Yes. It was the same for me.
Was it? Did you sing a song?
No. I mean going through the doors, being shown. Did you speak to them?
I had no reason to.
Nor me.
I supposed I didn't know if I won or lost. I didn't think I sang the song particularly well. I even forgot some of the lyrics.
Did he?
I suppose he did. But not any more than I did.
So you thought you had reached the end of the road?
I suppose I had. I expected the next room to be all black and for that to be the end to all of this.
Maybe that won't happen.
Maybe it won't. Maybe it will just go on and on until we meet each other again.
That wouldn't be so bad.
What did you do?
I danced. What's so funny?
The dance of death.
I thought you said people didn't die.
I said I didn't know. Perhaps they die. Perhaps they don't. Perhaps they go outside again and live a better life.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I think someone is coming. Do you think we should stand up?
I don't think it makes any difference.
I'm going to stand up.
I think you should sit down.
Do you think?
Definitely. You don't want this thing to be over before it begins.
Of course. You're right.
There's some kind of dice.
Why is there four of them?
I don't know.
They have some strange symbols on them. Perhaps we're both going to die. Perhaps this is the end.
Shut up.
Sorry.
How did you even make it this far? You're a wreck.
I was fine. Honestly, I was fine before, yesterday, a few hours ago. I think I need to get out.
Sit down. I said sit down. Come back here and sit down. Now, control yourself. Breathe in deeply. Is that better?
A little.
You're going to be fine.
I am.
I recognize them from somewhere.
Maybe they're runic.
Runic?
Secret German stones. Perhaps we have to work out what they say.
I doubt it.
This one has a sad face on it.
They all have six sides. There's many symbols in each one. They're not uniform.
This side has a bus. What does that mean?
I don't know. Give it here.
Maybe we're meant to roll them.
And do what?
Read the symbols.
I suppose it can't do any harm.
It will pass the time.
It will pass anyway. Do you want to roll?
Okay then.
What did you get?
I got two faces, one happy and one sad, and a drink, and an ice cream.
I don't know what this means.
Maybe we're meant to read them. Perhaps if we tell their story.
The story?
The story that the dice reveal.
To what end?
I suppose whoever tells the best story goes on.
Goes on where?
To the next room, silly.
And how will we know?
The same as before, like the other rooms. Or maybe we just tell stories and when he comes back, he will decide. He'll show us which door we're to go through.
Oh, I think this is going to be hard.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm not much of a storyteller.
Maybe that's why you're here.
To sharpen my storytelling abilities.
Maybe.
At least you're first. Oh. Go on then.
Should I roll again?
No. Go with what you've got.
man and a woman meet in a bar. No. They met in a small cafe. In Rome.
In Rome. Why Rome?
I don't know. In Rome. They meet in Rome. They're married. I mean, they're married to other people. They meet there to have an affair. They met online. They like each other. They think the same way. They are unhappy in their respective relationships, but they both enjoy Italy. They want to get away from the life that they are leading.
What about the ice cream?
They meet and sit down in the cafe and order ice cream and wine. They're happy. But they know that this happiness is an illusion because they both have to go back. Back to where they came from.
Where is that?
I don't know. She lives out west, in a small house. Or a caravan of some kind. Yes, that's it. She lives in a caravan on a cliff.
What happens to them?
I don't know. I suppose they go back home to their partners. I suppose they go back and stay there. I suppose they die unhappy. A love that never got to grow. A love that never bloomed.
Sad story.
I suppose it is.
The best stories usually are.
Why is that, do you think?
To remind us that we're lucky to be alive.
What about funny stories?
The same.
It's your turn.
I suppose it is. Do you think it's just one story each?
If it is, I'm fucked.
Why did you choose to come in here?
To escape.
Escape from what?
Look at me. I'm nearly 50. I'm divorced. I have no job. I don't own a house. I just felt it was time I did something.
So you came here. Why not a trip to India?
I never liked Asia. Too hot. Too many people. I wanted to go somewhere where no one knew me.
What about a caravan on a clifftop?
Too cold.
I know you.
That's just luck.
Is it? Perhaps whoever it was that organized this wanted us to meet.
Perhaps they did.
Perhaps they did.
Anyway, it's your turn.
It is.
You seem hesitant to go.
Not at all. I was just thinking.
About what?
The life to come.
Interesting. Is that a cat?
It is. A cat. A starry sky. A flower. And a letter.
Go on then.
I wonder where our stories come from.
From the same place as everything else comes from.
And where is that?
Our heads.
I'm not so sure.
Well, they're hardly hanging in the ether.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Are you going to tell your story?
Of course. The letter fell to the floor from the letterbox. But there was no one there to read it, for the house was empty. It had been empty since her son died. She had had to leave. She could no longer stand the place. It reminded her of him, her son.
The whole place reminds me of him,
she constantly said to herself.
I need to get away.
I need to get away. So on a cold, starry night in December, she closed the door behind her. With the cat in her hand, she climbed into the car and drove away. The letter remained unread by anyone. The house finally fell into disrepair. Flowers grew up from between the floorboards. And the letter, the last letter from her only son, from her dead son, remained. If you happen to go to the house today, the letter is still there. caught up between the wildflowers and the brambles.
Is that it?
Yes.
The end was...
Was what?
Moving.
Thank you.
It was better than my story.
I'm sure you'll get another go.
I don't think so.
We'll soon find out.
Perhaps I'm to be beheaded.
You don't know that.
Emptiness feeds the imagination.
Just focus on the task at hand. Nothing might happen. We might both go through different doors and emerge again on the outside. We don't know anything else.
Why did you tell that story?
I don't know. The words just came into my head.
Your head?
You're funny. Perhaps it came out of the walls, or a speaker of some kind. Maybe I was merely the mouthpiece.
What should we do now?
I suppose we could tell another story.
The two of us?
I didn't mean that, but...
It's not a bad idea.
You want us both to go through the same door?
If it's possible. Is it?
I don't know. I don't make the rules. What if we both go through the wrong door?
That's the problem.
What is?
We don't make the rules.
For the moment.
But I'm sure if we don't follow them, we'll soon be put right. Why did you come here?
I lost my daughter to cancer.
That's enough.
It was. I suppose I gave up. Wanted to get away. I didn't want to talk to anyone anymore.
So you came here?
The email never said anything about talking to people.
The email was in my spam. That's how I found out about this place. I was afraid to answer it at first.
How many of us do you think there are?
Thousands.
You think?
I see no reason not to think that. How many lost souls are there? How many dead souls? Too many. Perhaps they have a long waiting list. Maybe we were picked at random.
It was billed as a retreat, a therapeutic thing. Not everyone is into that. Lost soul or not.
Do you think this is the last room?
There's no reason to think that. Did you not say there were thousands of us? This could go on forever. Rooms, doors, singing, dancing, stories. The dice.
What about them?
I remember now. Why they seemed familiar. My daughter had a set. An Alice in Wonderland set. You could roll the dice and rewrite the story. She used to play it with her friends, with her mum. I had forgotten.
Do you think they know that?
They couldn't. It's just a random thing.
I don't find anything random about any of this. It's like they know all about us.
And the songs and the dances, the poetry recitals, the Shakespeare, the Cicero? You think all this means something. You think someone is watching us, listening to us, hanging on to the words that we utter, saying, oh yes, I can see what that means. I know what they're saying. It makes sense to me. Don't be a fool.
It's possible.
Anything's possible. That's why nothing is.
Quite the philosopher, aren't you?
I did a year of it at university.
And did it serve you well?
Sometimes. I have forgotten a lot. I remember Marcus Aurelius.
He always makes an impression.
You know him.
I used to drink with him after work in the Roost.
Very funny.
I didn't have the pleasure of going to college. But I read a little from time to time. I suppose I didn't want to be me. I mean... just me. I wanted to escape from myself.
Don't we all at that age?
Don't we all at every age?
All that you see will soon perish. Die in extreme old age or die before your time. It will all be the same.
I don't agree. If this life is all we have, then I would rather live more of it than less of it.
And yet you came here.
I didn't come here to die. I came here to get away. From myself, from others. I came here to...
To what?
To take a step back. To see if I could learn something else about myself.
And yet here we are.
As I said, I didn't know it would be you.
And the others, did you know then?
Come to think of it, I knew them all. Or rather, I recognized their faces.
As I.
Why are we only saying that now?
Suppose we were in denial.
We were lying to ourselves.
Making things up.
Telling ourselves fibs.
Fables.
Fairy tales.
Stories.
Indeed.
Speaking of stories...
Shall we?
We should.
Go ahead and roll them then.
We'll roll two each. We tell one last story and then I'm done. Then I'm done with all this.
You know we can't just leave.
Oh, I'm leaving after this. Watch me.
Of all the people to end up, it's strange that I ended up with you.
It's not strange at all. We went to school together. We led similar lives. We encountered similar difficulties.
Maynooth wasn't all that bad.
It wasn't.
It was neither good nor bad. It was somewhere in the middle. A little... tepid.
No one was killed and no one died.
Declan died.
That's true. He did. I had forgotten that. He was only young.
11 or 12. Maybe 13. He took his own life at Christmas. Hung himself from a tree. From a tree in Old Rail Park.
Yes, I remember now. Awful way to go.
All ways of dying are awful.
What was the name of that other man who died?
The one who fell into the canal?
Yes.
I can't remember. He liked a drink.
He did.
Some say he fell in.
Some say he jumped.
So people did die then?
I'm sure many more did too. You don't notice them as much when you're young. When you're young, no one dies.
When you're old, everyone dies.
Shall we?
Yes. Let's go. I don't know which two are mine.
Me neither.
Why don't we just pick one each and then we can start from there?
Seems fair.
I'll take the caravan.
I'll take the sad face.
I'll take the telephone.
And that leaves the dinner plate.
It has a knife and fork too.
That could be important.
You never know.
Good defensive weapons.
Or just for eating. When was the last time you ate?
Yesterday, I think.
Aren't you hungry?
I hadn't really thought about it. And you?
I ate this morning. They gave me porridge.
We should get on with this.
We should.
Who offered you porridge?
It was there when I woke up. I must have fallen asleep in the last room that I had entered that day.
Was there a bed?
I can't remember. The room was like this one, except it had no table. Maybe there was a bed.
You can't remember yesterday.
I think this place does something to your brain. I honestly can't remember.
What else don't you remember?
I don't know what else I don't remember. How am I supposed to know what I don't remember? Where would that be?
It must be inside your head somewhere.
It must be. But I don't know where.
I didn't get porridge.
Maybe you'll get porridge after all this.
I doubt it.
Maybe you were in the wrong room.
The wrong room? I thought we established that there were no right and wrong rooms.
We didn't establish anything. We said we didn't know. Maybe there are right rooms and there are wrong rooms. Maybe all the people who went into the wrong rooms are gone. You said yourself, maybe they simply vanish.
Maybe they do. Vanish into the ether. Maybe that wouldn't be so bad.
Don't be ridiculous. We've made it this far. Maybe you just need to eat something.
Maybe I do. A bowl of porridge would be nice. With some natural yogurt.
After this story, we'll wait for that guy to come back in and we can speak to him about food for you. We'll tell this one last and final story and then we both get out of here.
You think?
Well, I'm certainly not just going to wait around.
There could be no end to this.
You were so positive earlier.
Earlier? Maybe I am just hungry. I'd love a sausage. A freshly pan-fried sausage with tomato ketchup and a little mayonnaise. Oh, I'd love that.
We better get on with this.
We better.
I'll begin.
Okay.
The caravan stood on the foot of a cliff. No. The caravan rested on the lip of a cliff.
The lip?
Mosses and lichens covered the exposed cliff face. Vascular plant cover was sparse, but there was some horsetails and ferns on the flat, exposed bedrock at the upper edge of the lip of the cliff. From a distance, cracks and crevices made the caravan difficult to see. The cliff face, the ledges, and the terraces interrupted the vertical exposure. And along the cliff base, a vast sea sat silently, brooding, waiting for the storm to begin.
Where did all that come from?
I've no idea. Maybe Junior searched geography. I never knew that I knew anything about cliffs. Are you going to go?
With a saddened face and heart, he opened the caravan door and looked out at the immensity of the ocean.
That's nice. I like that.
He loved looking at the ocean. It made him feel like nothing, so small, like a small ant upon a massive hill. No, it made him feel like nothing, like a drop in the ocean. No, that's worse. Like a blast, like a what?
I don't know.
He was angry, very angry. He realized that each weekend that he was away, his neighbor had been using the caravan, sleeping in his bed, sleeping with his wife.
I wasn't.
It was time that the lies stopped. One weekend he'd been away, he telephoned the caravan, and when his wife answered, he thought he could hear someone in the background. He pretended not to hear him, but he knew it was him, his neighbor. How could he do this after losing their child? Why would his wife act in this way?
Why did you hit me?
So Adam set a trap for Paul. The following weekend, he was due to go away and work in the city. He said goodbye to his wife.
Goodbye, my love,
he said. Goodbye, she said. They kissed there for what he knew would be the last time. He was sad. He was angry. He had tears in his eyes as he cycled. He cycled away from the caravan down the stony lane towards where the bus would take him to the city. He imagined his wife in the caravan, preparing dinner for Paul, lighting a candle, putting on some soft trumpet music. Chet Baker had always been their favourite. Now she would play it for Paul. She would play Chet Baker for Paul.
Please stop, please.
When he returned, he looked through the window of the caravan and he saw Paul kissing his wife. Kissing her on the neck, kissing her on the face, the dirty dishes lying there on the table, the knives and forks resting on the plate crossed. He knew he had to act quickly. He burst into the caravan and without thinking picked up a fork and drove it into Paul's eye. Paul fell backward and Adam climbed up on top of him and began striking him with a knife he'd taken from the table, striking him again and again. When he finally stopped, Paul was unconscious, and Adam's hands were covered in blood. He dropped the knife and stood up and looked at his wife. She was petrified. She was screaming at him, not making sense. She was saying sorry. She was mumbling. She was saying she loved him. But he hadn't been there for them after their daughter died, and that was why Paul was just someone she could talk to, holding her arms. He didn't know what to think. He had to get outside. He walked out of the caravan and over to the cliff edge. He screamed. He cried. He shouted profanities at the ocean. When he stopped, there was no sound. Nothing. Only the silence of the ocean, its mute sound indifferent to his pain. He turned and looked at his wife and then turned again towards the cliff and took one step forward and then another until he was falling forward towards the ocean, towards his end.
We've been listening to The Last Room by J.P. McMahon. The play took third prize in the 2024 PJ O'Connor Awards. Ronan Leahy played Paul. Tighe Murphy played Adam. Special thanks to Ayla Hewson and Sharon McGlone for voicing additional roles. The play also featured an original composition called Breath by Irene Buckley. Sound supervision and sound design were by Ruth Kennington. The Last Room by J.P. McMahon was directed by Jessica Drumgoole. The producer for RTE was Kevin Brew. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds. You'll find The Last Room and other plays in the RTE archive at rte.ie/drama on one.
rte.ie/drama on one.